Sure enough, a few weeks after the Germans took over the western half of Poland, the Soviets invaded the eastern half of Poland in mid-September 1939. Throughout the winter, Germany and the USSR firmed up their territories while maintaining the non-aggression pact. Britain and France had declared war on Germany in early September, but their armies were not in a state of readiness compared with those of Germany or the Soviet Union. Throughout late 1939 and early 1940, World War II was known as the Phony War, because not much fighting in Europe occurred between the Axis and the Allies in this case being Britain, France, and their allies. However, that was soon to change in spring 1940. As the weather warmed up, the Soviet Union expanded into Finland. Germany, in quick succession, attacked Belgium, the Netherlands, Denmark, Norway, and France. The remaining French and British decided to cut their losses and abandon the Western Front completely in early June. The armies were evacuated to England from Dunkirk in France near Belgium. In late June 1940, France surrendered. The Axis expansion continued around the world. Japan invaded British colonies like Singapore in its quest for a Pacific Empire. Italy took French and British territory in North Africa. The Nazi Empire expanded into southeastern Europe, Greece, and Yugoslavia in 1941. From the spring of 1940 until the summer of 1941, Germany launched repeated air attacks upon the British Isles, especially the capital city of London. At the same time, 1941, the British colony of Egypt was threatened by the Axis in North Africa, and the British colony of India was threatened by Japan in Southeast Asia. Britain and its colonies were therefore the holdouts in preventing the Western world from shifting into a three-continent Axis empire.